Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, episode 264. And in this week's episode, we're going through three must-know Christmas songs for beginners. Now, I already did an episode like this in 2024, where we looked at five Christmas songs: Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Deck the Halls, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So if you want some more Christmas songs to add to your repertoire, go and check out the episode. That was episode 211. But I thought, let's do a few more this year. So this is our 2025 edition, and we're going to be looking at Feliz Navidad, we're going to look at Rock Around the Christmas Tree, and we're going to look at Last Christmas, so three awesome tunes. Now, I'm not sure if Feliz Navidad has made it across the pond, so maybe some of our listeners that aren't in Europe might not have heard this one. I'm not too sure, but it's a cool tune. So Feliz Navidad, I believe, is Spanish for Merry Christmas. And this was requested by an eight-year-old in one of my group classes I was teaching, and I thought, oh, that's quite a cool song. So yeah, that'd be a good one to do, because it's just a simple strummer. It's a fun one. Last Christmas, Wham! Classic. Really fun to look out. We're going to touch on a rockier version as well that Jimmy Eat World did, if you know Jimmy Eat World. It's off an album, I think, called Christmas Rocks, where a lot of kind of punk bands and rock bands did covers of classic Christmas songs. So definitely check that out. I think Weezer did We Wish You a Merry Christmas, which is quite cool, and all power chordy, which is quite fun to check out. And Rock Around the Christmas Tree, the Brenda Lee classic. We'll look at the cool intro, and we'll look at the chords from that. Again, a nice, simple strummer, really. The intro is a little bit fiddly. But yeah, three cool Christmas songs you can have a play around with. Now, as I go through this, I'm actually recording this episode, so you can check out the recording. I'll be sharing my screen, showing you the tab, showing you the chord boxes, all that kind of good stuff. So go and check that out at beginnerguitaracademy.tv. It'll also be in the show notes for this episode. So you can go to bgapodcast.com. And when you go to the podcast show notes, you also have the link to all the resources. So on there will be the tab and the chord sheets I'm going to show you as well. So just head over to the BJ Podcast website. So bjpodcast.com/264. That's just the digits, just numbers, 264. And you'll see all the stuff there that you need. So yeah, definitely go and check that out. Now, before we do dive into these three songs, though, I do have a little bit of Beginning Guitar Academy news. And that is this Monday, December the 14th, we have our Sip and Strum. And Sip and Strum is where we get together for about an hour and we learn a song together. So you can come along to the episode, come along to the event, the Sip and Strum. Never playing this song before, and you should be able to leave with it pretty much under your fingers. There might obviously be a little bit more practice required, but you know exactly what you should be doing to practice it. You have all the resources, you'll be ready to rock and roll. And on Monday, we've been going through Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry. Obviously, a nice Christmas song for the holidays. And it's a really cool guitar song. We've got that wicked little intro, the rock and roll kind of main rhythm. We've got 12-bar blues, solos, little embellishments. It's got it all. And we can really break it down just to three chords of a capo for the beginners. And then we can build it up as we obviously going through the levels like we normally do with our Sip and Strums. So go and check that out, guys. That is December the 14th. So Monday, December the 14th. Sorry, Sunday, December the 14th, 8 p.m. GMT, 3 p.m. EST, and 12 p.m. PST. Now, for Beginner Guitar Academy members, you'll get emails coming out on today, actually, as I'm recording this podcast on December the 12th, with the link to join me live. And I'll be shooting them out on the day as well, just so to make sure everyone has seen them and can come and join me. You can turn off your camera, turn off your microphone. You'll be muted anyway as I present this the song. But you can turn off your camera. No one can see or hear you. You can just follow along. If you have any questions, you can post them in the chat box there. And obviously, I'll answer them as we go through it. So yeah, so it's going to be quite fun. You just turn up with your favorite beverage, a guitar, and we'll learn this cool tune. So hopefully, I'll see you guys on Monday the 14th. If you're not a Beginner Guitar Key member, I've started doing Sip and Strums. The first one was last month, and we did Zombie by the Cranberries. And we do live Q&As. We've got, obviously, our five-level system to take for complete beginner to advanced. You have access to me, your guitar teacher. I'm just not it's not just a site of videos. You can email me, text me, audio whenever you like. It's unlimited video exchange. So you can come check that out at beginnerguitaracademy.com com, and you can take a 2-week trial just for $1 at the current minute. The reason I say that is because the trial will be going soon, but it's still there for the minute. So 2-week trial just for $1. Go and check that out, beginnergitarq.com, if you want to come and see what we do and work with me. Right, guys, so that's all the news out of the way. Let's dive into some Christmas songs. The first one we're going to do is Feliz Navidad. Let me share my screen straight away so you can see the tune. And you see the four chords at the top. We've got a G, we've got an A, we've got a D, and we've got a B minor. Now, you've probably come across G, A, and D. They're not too mean, those chords. B minor is a little bit mean. Now, this one isn't as mean as it could be. This is not barring. Now, B minor is normally a bar chord, meaning you're going to hold down multiple strings with one finger. Problem with that is you need obviously quite a strong finger, quite a strong wrist to be able to support that, and have the strength to push down and get the pressure across those strings. Now, this is a slightly easier version. And I have actually got a sheet here that's got five easier versions. Now, well, four actually, because the fifth one is the full bar chord. So that's the one down here, right at the bottom, where you've got that little arch over the two dots to say one. That means you're holding down those two dots with one finger and then obviously barring the strings in between. You're holding them down. Now, we're not hearing those strings. We're holding down with first finger, the D, G, and B, because we've got other fingers on those strings. But you still need to hold them down to be able to press hard enough to hold down the skinny E and the A string. So we are holding down all five strings. So that is a full bar chord. We do that at level three at Beginner Guitar Academy. It's a tough shape. So I have got some easy ones on this sheet. So the next one to it, you just lift off the bar. You're not holding down string one. And now you're only strumming four strings. That's a bit easier. You could even take away the second finger and do a power chord. If you've ever done power chords, we can use second, third finger. And I've put one there. That should be a two. So our second finger on the G, on the B string, fret two, not our first finger. I keep getting numbers wrong today, don't I? That's actually fret three. We could drop that down. That's the chord that was on the sheet, Feliz Navidad chord sheet. And the final one has just got three fingers. So they're quite nice ways of doing it. Now, I want to show you one more chord. And to do this, I'm going to come back on camera so you can actually see my fingers. Because there is a cool shape we can use for B minor that will normally work. Now, it's a B minor 7. So technically, it is not a B minor. It's a B minor 7. It's been extended to the 7. But it will still work as a substitute. It sounds pretty cool, and it's not that hard to get to. And we can use this in Last Christmas as well. So there's our D chord. Now, we're going to take fingers 1 and 2, jump up a string, jump up another string. So our first finger is now on the A string 2nd fret. And our second finger is on the G string 2nd fret. We strum that from the A string down. You can put in the top E. And it'll sound quite nice. And that is our B minor 7 chord. And I suppose if you put in the top E, it kind of makes it B minor 11. So it sounds really cool. So you can do either that, top E out, top E in. Again, probably depend on the song. You might find one works better than the other, but normally this will be a good substitute for a B minor chord. Also, there's no barring, so it's a little bit easier to hold. So we could do that. So they're the chords we need. Now let's look at the actual structure of the song. Now we start with a G chord. There's one bar of G. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, then A, 2, 3, 4, then D, 2, 3, 4, D, 2, 3, 4. So straight away, you've got two bars of D. So there's your first four bars. So one bar G, one bar A, two bars D. Then that just repeats four times, and that's your chorus. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. D, 2, 3, 4. D again. Do round again. G, 2, 3, 4. A, 2, 3, 4. D, 2, 3, 4. D. And quite often it does that where the second D, it does a quick strum, stops it. And if you're looking at the sheet, which I've just realized I'm not sharing, so let's quickly share that again. NC. NC means no chords. There's no chord being played there. So we've muted or rested. We stopped the strings from sounding. There's silence. So that is it. That's the chorus. So you've got the G, 2, 3, 4, A, 2, 3, 4, D, 2, 3, 4, D, 2, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4, A, 2, 3, 4, D, 2, 3, 4, D, stop, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4, 8, 2, 3, 4, D, 2, 3, 4, D. And there we go. Now the verse then comes in, and we've got G, A, D, B minor. So you've got G, D, B minor, goes around and again, G, A, and then two bars of D with a quick stop. So first time, the first four bars, one bar G, one bar A, one bar D, one bar B minor. Second time round, one bar G, one bar A, two bars of D. And then that then repeats. That is the song, guys. You have these two sections, the chorus, the verse, that is it. It's fairly quick, you know, moderately fast. And obviously you can build this up with a strum pattern. So if you just strum in the whole note, so one strum per bar, one, two, three, four, one, two, three. Next thing would be obviously half notes. One, two, three, four, one, two. Oh, I went to a D, it should have been an A. One, two, three, four. So it's our half notes. We can do like chord notes. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one. So it starts to obviously build up. So eventually you've got the eighth notes, we're strumming down and up. One, two, see, the eighth notes just add a lot more energy, a lot more interest to the strum pattern. But build up slowly, gradually. Make sure you're not substituting your strumming for your timing. And by that, I mean that we're still changing in time. We're still hitting the chord when it should be hit. We've not got a complicated strum pattern, which means we're late getting to the chord because obviously it's more tricky. So yeah, make sure you're not making it too hard. So that is it. That's Feliz Navidad. Great little tune. Fun European song to have a bash around. So if you've not heard it, definitely check that out. And there we go. Now, let me quickly play it one more time with our B minor 7. So we've got this G, A, D. Yeah, so you can see B minor 7 does sound different. It will definitely work. I think B minor pretty sounds better. But if you do need that little shortcut, yeah, B minor 7 is the way around that. Okay, so there's our first song. Let's now move on to Last Christmas and the classic by Wham. Now, this is a great song. Now, I've written out the melody here. So that melody. Let me play the whole thing, actually. So that's our melody. Now, I was saying earlier, we've got the Jimmy Eat World version as well. There's a couple of differences between Jimmy Eat World. Now, if I show you the Jimmy Eat World version, again, I like this version because it's got the melody front and center. It's how it enters the song, so you can really hear the tune of it. And obviously, it's a bit more rocky, it's a bit more upbeat. This is the difference here. So in the end of the second bar, you've got a three there, whereas the Wham version had two open B strings. So in the Jimmy Eat World version, we've got B3. In the Wham version, we've got E. Sorry, we've got B, two B strings. Then we have E. So in the next bar, we have an open E twice. Then you have second fret on the E string, and then third fret on the B. So that's the only difference here. The Jimmy Eat World version stays all on the B. The Wham version has the open top E. Again, I'll put all this in the resources over if you go to the podcast website. It's bjpodcast.com/264. You can download this and it will be there for you. Also, the chords are different. So in the Jimmy Eat World version, we've got D, B minor, G, and A. In the Wham version, we've got D, B minor, E minor, A. So it's a G in Jimmy Eat World version rather than the E minor in Wham. So there we go. I could have just done the Wham version, not had any of these differences, and we could have done the classic song. But again, I like the Jimmy Eat World version. It's upbeat. It's quite a fun one to play. And now you've got options. You can do either one. So I'm just going to stick on the Wham one just for the moment, though. So there is the tab. Again, this will be in all the resources, so you go and check it out. Lots of twos, lots of threes. A few things to help you get this down is make sure you're using multiple fingers. Now, multiple fingers could be first finger in fret 2, second finger in fret 3. But you don't want to use one finger. You don't want to be moving around because that means, obviously, you're expending more energy. You're having to move, jump around frets. More room for error because there's a lot more movement. Try and use two fingers. Now, that could be, again, fingers 1 and 2, could be 2 and 3. Fingers 1 and 2 will probably be more dominant, stronger fingers, so you probably want to opt for that. And there we go. There's our classic melody. Now, let's look at the chords. So we've got the D. We've got B minor 7, which is a great substitute for the B minor chord and works really well in this song. E minor. Now, going to the B minor 7 to the E minor, what I'm doing is lifting up my second finger. First finger's already in the right place. And then A, just drop down those two fingers. Third finger underneath the second finger. That's it, guys. So you've got the D, two bars of each chord, so you've got a bit of time here. E minor, E minor, and then A. Easy as that. Now, obviously, you can put a bit more strum on that. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. Now that's a really nice strum pattern to do here, this down, down, up, miss, up, down. Now when I say miss, I'm moving my hand down, I'm just not connecting with the strings, that's on beat three. So one, two, and three, miss the strings, and four, and. That's a really nice pop rock generic strum pattern, which will work over quite a lot of different styles. So yeah, that's a really nice one to get used to, that works really well. That's it for Last Christmas. The Wham is just that. Now, Jimmy World version does have a few little instrumental breaks in it. We're not going to worry about that. We'll focus mainly on the Wham one here. And it's a great one you could duet as well. You know, if you've got someone at home that plays guitar, you can play the chords, they can play the melody, you can play around with it. Obviously, you could sing over top of it as well, playing the chords in the background. So, yeah, it's a fun one to do. So, there's our second song, Last Christmas. Let's move on now to the third and final song, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And firstly, we got this cool little intro, which goes like this. So classic little intro, Rock Around Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Quite high up, so we're going to need electric guitar for this one, or an acoustic with a cutaway. Because you can see we're all up here at fret 18 on the B string, and fret 16 on the E string. You strum them together, slides off, quick strum with a rest after it. So you strum, strum, stop. Strum, strum, stop. Then we've got five quick strums. Yeah. Then we go down to 50 on the E string, 60 on the B string. So when I'm doing that, I'm using my first and second finger. For the 16 and 18, I was using my first and third fingers. Now I'm using first and second, 15, 16. We then take that shape back to 13, 14. We then go back to 11 and 13. So we're stretching out again with first and third finger. Move that back two frets. So they're at 9, 11. And then 8 to 9, first and second finger. So first finger is playing everything on the top E string. I'm using my third finger if I've got this stretchy shape. And in my second finger if the frets are next to one another. And that's the way to approach this. Again, I know I'm rocketing through this stuff. Because I'm going to put all this stuff out, you can go and work through this. I just want to give you a few hints and tips of ways to make this a bit easier. And using that first finger along that E string, third finger when you're playing like the 18th fret, second finger when you're playing the 16th fret. So again, when you've got frets next to one another, first, second finger, when you're skipping a fret, first and third, that's going to make that a lot easier. Break it down. It's a little bit fiddly, but you'll get it. You'll get it. So that's the intro. Sounds really, really cool. Then the actual chord version now. This does use a capo on fret one. So I'm going to put my capo on and I'll be playing it with a capo. And if we look at the chords, nice simple chords, G, E minor, C, D, A, no B minor. Nice and simple. I've actually simplified the sheet a little bit more because there are a few passing chords and I just took them out. So it doesn't make a massive difference to the song and it makes it a lot easier to obviously play through. So if we look at the intro then, we've got four bars. We've got the G, E minor, C, and D. One strum per bar, obviously, so always starting off with one strum per bar, building up like we talked about earlier with the half notes, the quarter notes, the eighth notes. Once you get confident to do that, that's the intro. Then we go into the verse. Now I'm going to scroll down a little bit here and show you the instrumental, because the instrumental is actually the verse chords, but obviously they're arranged here in bars, so it's a lot easier to see how long you're playing them for. So we've got G for one bar, one, two, three, four, G again. Then we've got D for five bars, three, four, two, two. And then we go around the whole thing again. That's our verse pattern. So lots of D's and then a G either side of those D's. That's the verse. And that will be played through all of the verses. First verse is like a double around that. So you've got this double loop. Verse two is just once. And verse three, again, once. You've got a slightly different outro as well. Again, it's all bars there for you, so I'm not going to show you too much about that. Do have this quick G, D, G at the end. So it goes like that. Let it ring out, sounds quite nice. So that's quite quick. That's quite tough. So that might take a minute to get the speed up on there. Now, the other thing we need to talk about here then is the chorus. And the chorus is two bars of C. Two bars, two, three, four, one, A A for one bar of a quick strum. Sounds pretty cool. Then D, two, three, four. And then you go back to your verse. So that quick strum there sounds quite cool. Deck the halls with... So you can see in the song it does that. And then we go to the chorus. So 1, 2, 3 for C. 1, 2, 3 for D. And you can see the strum pattern I'm doing there. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. So again with that miss, down, down, up, down, 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 up, down, 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 up, down. That works really well for that song. Two, sounds really cool. So there we go, three Christmas classics, guys. Again, go and check out the resources over at bgapodcast.com/264. Again, just the numbers, just the digits. And I'll put all this stuff up there for you. You get the video with me going through it, sharing the screen so you can actually see all the sheet music stuff. And then you can download that sheet music and have a little play through it. And have three fun little Christmas songs to, noodle around with over the Christmas period. So hopefully you enjoyed that, guys. Any questions, obviously drop me an email, info@beginneragitarcademy.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. And I'd really appreciate a rate and review in whatever podcast app you're using to listen to me today. And if you enjoy my teaching and would like me to be your guitar teacher, come and check out my online guitar school, beginneragitarcademy.com. You can take a two-week trial just for $1. And give it a test and see if it works for you. So that is the second in our Christmas run or Christmas series. So I've got another one for you next week. And that'll be released on Friday. Until then, guys, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.